Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, the season has come to an end for the Buffalo Sabres. Game 82 ends in a loss. Buffalo swept in the Florida trip here to end this regular season in the weekend. Losses to the Panthers and the Lightning. It ends up a 4-2 final tonight. We welcome you inside our Amherst studios and the Paul William Belts Sabres postgame show. I'm Brian Colziel. A lackluster effort again here tonight for Buffalo, although they did make it interesting late. Evander Kane scoring to tie things in the third, hit two, but Point and Hedman seal the deal with goals in the final 2 minutes for Tampa, and Buffalo's season is over. They finish 33 wins, 37 losses, 12 more losses in the overtime of the shootout, 78 points, three less than last year, and Buffalo will likely finish last in the Atlantic. Detroit can pass Buffalo with a win, and they're up 4-1 with 2 minutes to go, so it likely will be a last-place finish for the Buffalo Sabres, a season that probably many would agree is going to go down as disappointing, as the Sabres will not be participating in the Stanley Cup playoffs, which start on Wednesday. We'll be getting live locker room reaction coming up here in just a few moments. Paul Hamilton is on his way into the Sabres dressing room, so we'll get player reaction to this final game as the Sabres lose to the Lightning by a 4-2 score. We'll also get Dan Bylsma's live post-game comments when he meets with the media, including Paul. We, of course, will have that. And we'll get Paul's final take on this 82nd game of the season as the Sabres tonight fall by a 4-2 score. For those that were paying attention, yes, Kane got a nice feed from Gianta at 11:17 to tie things up, but then in the final minutes, it was Point getting his second goal of the game from Kucherov at 18:36. So with just 1:24 to go on the clock, it was Tampa taking the 3-2 lead, and then Hedman seals it into the empty net with just 1 second left in the game. And that one gave Tampa the final score result of 4-2. Well, what's next? It's, you know, after this postgame, it's the offseason and locker cleanout tomorrow at KeyBank Center. And, of course, we'll keep you covered on that. Paul Hamilton will be there all day long, and players will be cleaning out their lockers and heading out for the offseason. And then I would expect in the days after that, we will have a press conference with Sabres general manager Tim Murray. Will that include Dan Bylsma? That, of course, will be to find out. William Carrier scored Buffalo's first goal. He's up first in the room, live with Paul.
Well, better in the third period, but disappointing effort in the other two.
Yeah, tough last goal. I mean, I feel like we had a few of those bounces this year. Risto, it's not a fault. Just goes in off him. So, yeah, tough bounce.
Talk about your goal, how it came about.
Nylander made a good play off the board, and 2-on-1, good shot, and went in.
What did you think of Alex? It seemed like he got better every game he played in the four.
Yeah, I think me, Roddy, and him have played together before, and Roch, so I think we knew each other pretty well. So, yeah, he had a good game today.
Well, take a look at the whole season, both for yourself and for the team. What are your thoughts on it?
For my first year, I think personally it was, kind of frustrating with that injury at the end of the year, but I think it was a decent year.
Look at the third period there. It's the last period of the season. Are you happy with the way you guys left it out there, I guess, trying to push for that last goal?
No. I mean, you're never happy when you lose a game, especially there as a, almost a heartbreaking, But no, definitely not happy.
You look at these last two games. Was there enough passion, do you think, in these last two?
I wasn't in the last game, but looking today, we kind of just had the push in the third, We got to learn how to play 60 minutes, and, we got a good group of guys that could, play and score. So if you figure a way to play 60 minutes, would be good.
Thank you, Will. Will Carrier in the post game, and we have Alex Nylander right here. Alex, take a look at your four games. It seemed like you got better as each game went along. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think I had all good games were pretty good. Start off against Toronto, like you said, getting better and better and more confident out there, and it feels good.
Talk about the play that you led to get the breakout, to get Carey up there. What did you see as you tried to get the puck out of the zone?
I just saw that their D or their forward was a diamond down, and I just try to make a move, and then pass it to Carrier, was open for the 2-on-1.
You know, at the beginning of the week, you talked about adjusting the speed at this level and learning how to play. I mean, now even through four games, it seemed today, would you agree that not only were you adjusted to the speed, but you understood the flow of the game and what you wanted to do with the puck out there, and you don't necessarily have to go as fast as maybe you think at times.
Yeah, I think it feels better and better every game, and fortunately we didn't get the W, which was more important today, but for myself, I feel good and just trying to play my game, skate, and make plays.
How do you take this group of NHL games into the summer, into the offseason, to be ready to try to make this team out of camp?
Oh, it's great to get some NHL experience going into next year. We're going to have a huge offseason now, and try to work as hard as possible on and off the ice to be prepared for next year.
Was there anything that surprised you in the four games here in the NHL, the speed of the game, or anything at all that surprised you?
Oh, my brother's been through it, my dad has been through it. Got a lot of tips from them, and it was really had a good offseason, and was prepared for it. So I think that it was sort of what I thought it was going to be.
Thank you, Alex. Alex Nylander on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, there's Alex Nylander. Before that, William Carrier, part of our Blue and Gold Locker Report, brought to you by Fidelis Care. Quality health coverage, it's our mission. Visit FidelisCare.org. Sabres outshot of the game 37-28. It was a 16-10 margin, though, in the third period in favor of the Sabres. They only had 12 shots through the first 40 minutes. At that point, and came through there in the third with a little, I would say, the best pressure of this trip. It was a very bad way to finish the season, for whatever that means, probably almost nothing, but I thought maybe the third period tonight here against Tampa was their best pressure, whatever that is worth, probably nothing. Power plays in the game, both teams 0 for the night, Tampa 0 of 3, Buffalo 0 of 1. Back to the room, here's Evander Kane now live in Tampa.
Mentally very difficult, just because, I mean, the last 3 weeks we're kind of knowing we're out of it and battling through. And I think some of us were kind of hoping that this game would maybe mean a little bit more than it did tonight. But obviously that wasn't the case. But, you know, another year not being where we want to be.
You guys didn't have much going for 40 minutes. Did you sense you had one period left in the season? You came out there with a little more purpose in the third period as a group, and you got the tying goal. There's a little more there at least.
Yeah, I mean we're down by a goal. We're all professionals. We're paid to do a job, and regardless of the situation you're in, you know, you can't come out and give up because the other team's gonna make you look silly and take advantage of that. So, you know, we were down by a goal. Obviously, we knew we had to make a push, and we were able to tie it up and just kind of a bounce that kind of summed up our season.
Evander, your motor is always going, but these last two games, from a team standpoint, do you think there was enough passion in these games?
No. No, I mean, that's evident. It doesn't take somebody in the hockey world to see that. You know, the average person can see that. And I think that kind of alludes to my point in terms of, you know, it's tough to battle through that mentally, but, you know, you have to come to the rink and regardless of what you do, whether you warm up, whether you don't warm up, whether you watch film, whether you don't watch film, you know, at the end of the day, it's about how you play on the ice. You know, you can do all these little things off the ice, but at the end of the day, it's what you perform and how you perform on the ice. And you know, we didn't have enough of that throughout the season, and obviously the last couple of games lacking.
So much.
Vander Kane on the post game, and I'll send it back to you, Brian, because Linus is doing a Swedish interview.
All right, good decision by Paul, since I'm guessing most of our listeners don't know Swedish language very well, so we may have Linus Allmark here coming up, who I thought was Buffalo's best player. All right, here is Allmark, back to Tampa with Paul.
Calendar year, how'd you feel you did just to start?
It was a fun game for me. Of course, we didn't get that W that we always wanted, sadly. But looking at it personally, I felt that I did what I needed to do out there. I just needed to take one more shot. You know, it's how the game is.
Heartbreaking for you because the last one goes in off a defenseman. I mean, there's really nothing you can do on it.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it happens. You can't just bury yourself down and be sad about it. This stuff happens. And you just got to look forward to the next shot. Sadly, this happened late in the third period, so there wasn't any more shots coming in. It's just how it is.
Boy, you developed a rivalry with Drouin tonight. I think you robbed him five different times. It just seemed like you had his number tonight.
Well, I had to be giving some payback. Last time I played him in Syracuse, he got my number a couple of times. So I'm happy that I got to shut him down. I'm happy also that I shut down Hedman. That was the main focus. Well, I shouldn't say that, but main focus was to save every puck. So I couldn't do it, but it's just something that I'm happy about.
With Drouin, is playing against him before, does that help you tonight when you made some good saves on to maybe know a little bit of what he's about?
Not really. He's a very skilled guy. He can do whatever. He can dangle. He can shoot. He can do whatever, play physical. So it's hard for me to say I got his number and know exactly what he's going to do because he's such a skilled guy and have a lot of things in his toolbox.
I'm sure you appreciate at least getting one game this year.
Yeah, I'm very happy. I've been looking forward the whole season for getting my chance at it. I missed it a couple of times, but now when it's said and done, I'm just sad that we don't have any more games.
Do you feel, with your experience in the AHL this year and what you've been able to do, that you're ready to be with Robin next year as a tandem?
It's up for the higher-ups to decide if they think I'm a guy worthy of taking a chance of. I've been trying the whole season to prove myself down there with my work ethic and with my leadership and just trying to enjoy it, you know. And it's everything I can do.
Linus, what did you think of Nylander today and what have you thought of him as the season has gone on down there?
To be honest with you, I thought he did a really good game today. He's been struggling a little bit of knowing where to be at sometimes in D zone offense and so on, but today I thought he probably did his best game since he got called up. And I'm very happy for him that he got his first NHL point in the last game of the season. So looking, the future looking bright for that kid.
So you've seen his growth in Rochester this year?
Yeah, of course. It's always tough to move away from your parents and your friends and all that. I know that for sure. When I was young, it was a tough step. This first year is always the toughest. We've been trying to, get him accustomed to living by himself and get stuff going.
Thank you, Linus. Linus Allmark on the postgame. Brian, back to you.
All right, there's Linus Allmark. Dan Biles, but still to come here in just one moment. As I was saying before we heard from Allmark, both teams in the game, 0 for the night of the power play. Your power play report is brought to you by your Western New York GMC dealers. We are professional grade. All the stars are from the Lightning. Victor Hedman, star number 3. Andre Vasilevskiy, star number 2. And Brayton Point, 2 goals. Star number 1. Point tonight is our high-impact play of the game, brought to you by the Lockport Outdoor Store. High-impact gear for hardworking men and women. The attendance tonight at Amalie Arena, 19,092. And Buffalo's next game, well, it's the preseason. It'll be in late September is when Buffalo will next play. And then a meaningful regular season game won't be until early October. 16 teams participate in the playoffs, 8 in the East, 8 in the West. It will not include the Buffalo Sabres. All the teams in terms of the matchups still yet to be decided. We do know some of them, but one game that we can be keeping an eye on is actually what's going on in Toronto right now. The Maple Leafs were up 2-0, and Columbus has stormed back with 3 goals, and Toronto now trails 3-2 in the second. So the Leafs need to get a point there, and why I say need, not to get in, but to avoid playing Washington, which I assume they would rather avoid in round one. If Toronto's able to get a point, then they will face Ottawa, which, again, on paper seems like the much more favorable matchup. So we'll keep an eye on that Leafs-Blue Jackets game throughout the remainder of our broadcast. All right, Dan Balesman now is live in Tampa. Here we go.
Dan, your third period seemed like the best of the weekend. It seemed like the guys finally came. It seemed like the first two was the same maybe as last night and maybe not a whole lot of passion in the game.
Well, I thought we played better in this game than last night's game, and they certainly had a couple of times where they hemmed us in, and we had two or three turnovers in the first that they got opportunities on. I thought Linus was very good, made several great saves, a 2-on-1 in the second period where he made the blocker save, I believe, and then the one timer where he made the big glove save. I was on the penalty kill, and we got the lead in the match, and in the second period was a lot of it was special teams, 1-4 and 3 against, and that dictated a lot of the game in the second.
How difficult was this game, the last few games for Jack, Sam, Evander, Erasmus, your top guys mentally looked like they were really struggling at the end of the year.
I think all of us dealing with the disappointment of, you know, coming up short and not being not in the playoff picture and not in that spot, and that's, I think, been difficult on everybody with you know, that realization and feeling like you don't and aren't meeting expectations and you play these last games with that kind of heaped on your shoulders.
And a kind of weird way to lose a minute and a half to go in a tie game and the puck goes off Rasmus, kind of almost a weird fitting way to end it, isn't it?
Yeah, it feels that way, you know, with the feels that way.
Then so much happened here, injuries and everything. If you had been told before the season you'd finish last in the division, would that have even been conceivable with the talent on this club and the expectations you had? I mean, the division's been close for weeks, but you end up last.
No, I wouldn't have. I mean, I wouldn't have believed you, and I wouldn't have thought that in the least bit. It's a big disappointment, I guess, when you where we were going, the direction we're headed in, and you come up at the bottom, you know, the stands are flipped and you're on the bottom, and that's not a very good feeling.
You have to get more out of your young guys next year. I mean, for one game to finish, how good is it for Carrier, Nylander, and Ullmark to just take this game into the offseason and remember some of the things they didn't have success at this level at?
A number of the younger guys getting an opportunity and being able to do something with it, and that's got to be something going forward that we look to have.
Dan Bylsma, postgame. Brian, back to you.
Dan Bylsma's live postgame comments from Tampa, brought to you by Paul William Belts, your power of attorney. 4-2, Tampa wins it. Sabres finish the season getting swept by Florida and by Tampa tonight. A 4-2 final. Sabres end up 33 wins, 49 losses, 78 points, and as you heard there, last place in the Atlantic now officially, as the Red Wings have beaten the Devils, so they pass Buffalo by a point. All right, for final thoughts on this game, Paul Hamilton. Paul, a little better in the third, but ultimately this weekend is not a very strong way to finish.
No, it wasn't. And I'll more agree with Van Dane than I will Dan Bylsma as far as I didn't really see any passion at all in the first two periods of this game. The third period was better. But for five periods out of six on this road trip, I saw very little passion whatsoever.
Linus Ullmark, maybe the bright spot of the game, Paul. I know that we discussed about him throughout our broadcast today, but I guess if somebody said, you know, what did go well today, I'd probably say him.
Well, I hope he was the number one star of the game because he was great. And the saves he made on Drouin were phenomenal saves. It wasn't just good saves. He made some great saves out there. And what was he going to do on the goals that were scored on it, to be quite honest? I mean, you get a layup, and you get another one, a tip-in right in front, and then you get one off the defenseman. So you can't blame him for any one of them. And I'm glad to see that he got a game because I think, you know, he's made the development now, especially if they sign Peterson and get him down as Rochester's goalie. I think he's ready to make the jump to be with Robin next year and be the goaltending tandem here.
Paul Hamilton from Tampa following the season finale. Paul, what's up next now? Tomorrow we'll hear from the players, correct?
Yeah, tomorrow will be locker clean-out day. I don't know. I'm almost sure we won't hear from who knows if we'll hear from Dan Bylsma or not. I suppose it depends on, you know, what his day is like and how his meetings with the players go. And then hear from the general manager. I don't know if it'll be later in the week or next week, but we'll hear from him afterwards.
Paul, thanks so much for all your work all season. A pleasure as always, and I wish you a safe flight home. We'll obviously speak very soon. Thanks again.
Well, Brian, it's been great. As you know, I hate this day. I hate the last day of the season, but it's going to come sometime, and it came today.
Maybe we'll do it in June one time, Paul. Let's try that once.
That'd be fun.
That would be. Thanks, Paul. All right, okay. Paul Hamilton in Tampa Bay, where the Sabres fall and end their season 33-37-12, 78 points, three less than last year's total of 81, and officially in last in the Atlantic Division as the Sabres fall today in Tampa and the Red Wings win their finale to pass Buffalo. All right, for all of our local affiliates, this is where we say goodbye to you. We want to thank you for listening all season long. And if you want to listen to the postgame for one more segment, you can head over to our flagship station website, WGR550.com, or on the WGR app anywhere around the world. And for all of you on our flagship, one more segment to put a wrap here on the postgame. Game 82, a loss for the Sabres, 4-2 to Tampa. I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Dumont to bring it to the Buffalo line and in. Still with the puck now. To the corner with it. Tracked and hit hard down to the ice by DeLaurier.
Dan Dunleavy on the call. That's Nick DeLaurier with our final Seneca Poker deck of the game of the season. And it's brought to you by Seneca Poker and the... Let me start that again. Brought to you by Seneca Poker inside the Seneca Niagara Casino. The real deal for winners only. 4-2, Tampa wins it. Sabres drop a game for the 49th time. 33-37-12, the official record, 78 points, three less than last year. A very, very disappointing way to finish for Buffalo, and the offseason is coming up next here along the way. How will the rest of the playoffs shake out? Well, there's still some drama going on in Toronto as we go around the NHL right now for the final time, brought to you by Jim Murphy Buick GMC, JimMurphyCars.com, serving Western New York since 1985. The Leafs need a point to avoid Washington in the first round, and right now they are trailing 3-2, just about to start the third from Air Canada Center. The Leafs had a 2-0 lead, but have given up three in a row to the Blue Jackets. 3-2, just about to start the third in TO. If the Leafs lose, or don't get, I'm sorry, if the Leafs don't get a point, they get Washington. If they get a point, they get Ottawa in round one. Other games going on right now. End of one at Madison Square Garden. Rangers up 2-1 of the Penguins. Nothing-nothing Panthers and Capitals. Early second period from D.C., Blues and Avalanche knotted at 2, 5 minutes into the third period from St. Louis. Hurricanes with the 1-0 lead on Philadelphia. That one early second period. Finals, Islanders double up the Senators by a 4-2 score. And the Red Wings, with their win, pass the Sabres in the Atlantic Division for last. They defeat the Devils 4-1 for Detroit. It was their final game in Joe Louis Arena. Two games later tonight, that'll decide the Pacific title. The Ducks, with a point, they become the division champs. They host the Kings at 8:30. The Oilers, hoping for a Ducks loss and a win for them to win the Pacific. They are home at 9 to face the Canucks. To the Masters now, and high drama as Sergio Garcia ends up winning his first ever major in a playoff over Justin Rose. Both Garcia and Rose finished at -9, both 3-under on the day. It was pretty much a duel for the back nine, as most of the other players from earlier in the day had fallen off. But Garcia and Rose battle it out. Garcia, a monster eagle on the 15th. Justin Rose birdies the 16th. Then Rose bogeys 17. They both par the 18th. Both had makeable putts to win it on the 18th hole. It goes back to the 18th for a one-hole play for the first hole playoff, and it's Garcia that makes birdie and takes home his first major and first green jacket. Other notable scores, third place, Charles Schwartzel, the former Masters champion. He's solo third at -6. Matt Kuchar, Thomas Peters at -5. Rory McIlroy, he finishes in a tie for 7th at -3. Other big names, Ricky Fowler, who went into the day with a chance to win, shot 4 over, 76, finished at -1. Jordan Spieth, 3 over round. He also finished at -1. So Garcia gets his first major at the Masters in a playoff over Justin Rose. Other sports today. At Texas Motor Speedway, NASCAR event, Jimmy Johnson is your winner. Bisons sweep a doubleheader of Scranton. They're now 3-0, Buffalo is. 4-3 in Game 1 and 9-6 in Game 2. So there is your look around the NHL. Save of the game time. Well, one player was good today for Buffalo. That was Linus Allmark. He, in this game, faced 37 shots. And actually, excuse me, made 36 shots. One went into the empty net and made 33 saves, including this one, which is our Geico save of the game.
Sit ahead of the Sabres line in behind the net. Omar goes to play it on his backhand. That pass is picked off. Here's a wide open man in front. Oh, Linus Omar, talk about making a name for yourself as he gets back to perhaps fix what he started to make that stop.
Linus Allmark, our Geico Save of the Game, brought to you by your local Geico agents. Save 15% in just 15 minutes. Get your free Geico quote from local agents Scott Kaltman or Tim Lynch. Hey, have you got a thought during any of the games? Sure, even during the offseason. Send it our way on the AT&T text line. The number 550-550. AT&T covers 99% of all America, mobilizing your world. Well, another season in the books. My 10th year as your host, and gonna say it's right up there with the worst of them in terms of just the games. You know, there was some stretches here and there where Buffalo, you thought maybe they were going to get in the race, and every time there was a big game, it seemed to push themselves backward in the standings. The injury to Jack Eichel, clearly on the night before opening night against Montreal in October, kind of set the tone. It was like a punch in the gut right away as people were really looking forward to this season. And the strong finish they had last season, you thought maybe was going to carry over and push Buffalo into the playoffs. Instead, pretty much goes the other way as the Sabres finish in last in the Atlantic, which could spell Dan Bylsma's days here as a Sabres head coach. He still has 3 years left on his five-year deal, but to finish with 78 points, three worse than last year, and only better than New Jersey in the entire Eastern Conference, that's not going to bode well if Tim Murray is hesitant at all about whether or not Dan Bylsma should return. I think that's clearly the biggest story here as we head into the next couple of days, is will Dan Bylsma get another shot to come back and get his third season as Sabres head coach? There's not too many issues with contracts hanging off into the offseason. I mean, Robin Leonard, to me, maybe the biggest in terms of influential player of note that has to get done, but I would expect that that will get done, as I think he's, other than the shootouts, been more of a, if you draw the line in the sand, more of a positive than he was a negative this year. But the next couple of days will be about, does Dan Bylsma return as Sabres head coach? And I would expect tomorrow we'll hear from the players, and I don't think you'll hear too much in terms of them just saying, yeah, we need a new coach. I don't think you're going to hear that tomorrow from players. But then I would guess at some point this upcoming week we'll hear from Tim Murray, his postseason press conference, and will it include Dan Bylsma? If he's there, well, that's obviously an indication he's returning. But if it's Tim Murray alone, that could be the press conference that announced that they're making a head coaching change. So we'll find out, obviously, in the coming days here along the Sabres radio network. So hope you'll be with us here over the course of the next week as we find out. The lottery is at the end of the month, and the Sabres will obviously at least have a decent opportunity. Don't forget, throw Vegas in there in the mix. Only New Jersey has better chance in the East. In the West, you've got Arizona, Vancouver, and Colorado. So what does that do? That puts the Sabres, let's see, if we put it overall in the entire league, they finished fifth last, but Vegas is in there too. So they're going to have the sixth best chance, if I'm reading that correctly. Colorado, Vancouver, Arizona, New Jersey, the four teams below Buffalo, that would put them five, but Vegas in there too. So the sixth best chance at winning the lottery. So if you want to look ahead to that, I think it's April, I want to say maybe 29th. That's a Saturday night. Does that sound right? April 29th. Is 29th a Saturday? Yeah, that's the night of the lottery. So that'll be here soon. And the playoffs start on Wednesday with the rest of the league. So yeah, the playoffs are good. I just would like to be a part of a Sabres broadcast here where we get some playoffs. It's been a long time since we've had that going here. Hey, we got some people to thank here before we say goodbye. First of all, the man that's running the show today, Dave Buchanan. All of our producers do such wonderful jobs keeping us on the air and keeping me in check throughout the days. All our crew here in terms of our flagship station here on WGR, Dave Buchanan, Dan Cave, TJ Luckman, Brayton Wilson, Jonathan Colziel, brother John, thank you, Pat Melicaro, of course, our star of the show, Paul Hamilton, who does such a phenomenal job with his analysis all year long. Always learning things from Paul. Love working with him. Our pregame show host during the weekdays, Chopin the Bulldog, Ryan Gates producing, and our program manager here is Alan Davis. So a big thanks to all of our WGR flagship station crew. With the Sabres, want to thank Chris Bandura and Ian Ott and all the Sabres public relations and media relations staff. Thanks for taking care of us up in the press box for all the home games and, of course, with all the interviews along the way. And our Sabres broadcast crew, Dan Dunleavy, Rob Ray, Brian Duff, Brad May, and, of course, Rick Jenneret. We want to thank all them for their work. And, of course, we want to thank you, the listeners. It has not been the easiest season at times to listen to, but we'll keep it going, and maybe we'll have some good stuff to talk about here very shortly with this team. My name is Brian Colziel. I thank you for listening again. As we say goodnight on Game 82 and a wrap on the 2016-2017 campaign, the final from tonight's game, Tampa 4, Buffalo 2. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, And we'll talk again soon, right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.